Welcome back to Mugside, the Opaka Coffee Podcast, where we help you transform your daily coffee ritual into something truly sensorial. I'm James.
And I'm Hope. And today, we're kicking off our sandals, turning up the music, and diving deep into iced coffee. Because let's be honest, nothing hits like a cold brew or flash chilled espresso when it's 90 degrees outside.
It's officially iced coffee season. And not just any iced coffee. We're talking optimized, flavorful summer sipping perfection. Whether you're team cold brew or team flash chill, or maybe you don't know what team you're on yet, by the end of this episode, we'll have you confidently brewing your go-to summer cup.
Let's start with the basics. Iced coffee isn't just hot coffee poured over ice. That's the shortcut, the lazy pour. And you'll notice it doesn't taste the same, because the chemistry changes.
Exactly. Hot coffee extracts compounds faster. But when you brew it and cool it later, especially without adjusting grind size, dose, or timing, you often end up with something either watered down or bitter and hollow. The flavor doesn't hold, the acidity can flatten, you lose that vibrancy you want in a cold drink.
So what we're after is optimizing for cold. Think about brewing coffee with the intention of drinking it cold, not cooling down a hot cup. That means adapting your recipe, your brew method, and even the coffee you use. Lighter roast with fruity or floral notes really shine in cold formats.
And that's where brewing science meets seasonal drinking. You've got variables like extraction rate, temperature, brew time, and dilution. Flash chilling espresso? Totally different science than making a cold brew concentrate.
Oh, and we're going to get into both. Don't worry.
Let's talk flash chilling. This is probably one of my favorite summer tricks. It's fast, it's flavorful, and when done right, it's like bottling a bright, juicy espresso shot and turning it into a cool, crisp drink.
Same. I was skeptical at first. Like, how can a shot over ice not be a watery mess? But when you get the balance right, magic. My go-to is a double shot over a cocktail shaker full of ice, give it a good shake, pour it into a chilled glass, and boom, silky, aromatic, and no bitterness.
I love it with our Gâteau du Gold. The green apple and peach notes pop like crazy when you flash chill, and I'll walk you through exactly how I do it. I start by pulling a double shot of espresso. That's about 18 to 20 grams of ground coffee, and I aim for around 36 to 40 grams of liquid espresso. As soon as that shot finishes pulling, I pour it directly over six or so ice cubes in a cocktail shaker. It's important to do this fast. You want the temperature drop to be immediate. Then I seal the shaker and give it a really good shake. I'm talking 10 to 15 seconds of vigorous shaking. You'll feel the shaker get cold, almost frosty. Then I strain it into a chilled rocks glass. You can use fresh ice if you want. And here's where it gets fun. I garnish with a slice of ripe peach or a twist of lemon peel, sometimes a sprig of mint. That aroma lifts the whole drink.
You can also use the flash chill technique with a pour over. It's similar, but a little more nuanced. I use a V60 or Chemex for this. You start with your usual brew ratio, let's say 20 grams of coffee. But instead of pouring all the water hot, you place about a third of your brew water as ice in the carafe. So if I'm using 300 grams of water total, I'll put 100 grams of ice in the bottom of the carafe and brew the remaining 200 grams hot. As the coffee drips down, it hits the ice, instantly chilling and slightly diluting it. You preserve so many of those delicate aromatics that normally evaporate in hot coffee. And the flavor is incredibly clean, especially with washed African coffees.
Now for the classic, cold brew. It's so easy, but here's the truth. It's also easy to mess up. If you've ever had a cold brew that tastes dull, chalky, or strangely earthy, you're not alone.
I used to oversteep like crazy. I thought longer meant better. Wrong. You end up with over-extracted tannins and muted acidity. Not the bright, smooth experience you want.
Let's talk through my go-to cold brew routine. I use a medium coarse grind, something like the texture of raw sugar. For concentrate, I go one part coffee to five parts water. So if I use 100 grams of coffee, I add 500 grams of cold filtered water. I stir it gently to make sure all the grounds are saturated. Then I cover it and let it brew in the fridge for about 14 to 16 hours. Not room temp. Cold brew needs the cold to stay clean and smooth. After that, I strain it through a mesh sieve and then again through a paper filter to get it really clear.
You can dilute the concentrate with water or milk to taste. I usually do a 1-to-1 ratio when serving. And please use good water. If your water tastes off, your coffee will too. Cold brew is very forgiving, but water quality is one area where it's not.
I think a lot of people don't realize how different roasts behave in cold brew. Dark roasts can go flat, but a nice washed Ethiopia or even a honey-processed Costa Rica, the florals and citrus come alive.
There's also a big sensory shift when coffee gets cold. Let's talk about that. Acidity and body especially. So when you chill coffee, the temperature suppresses the volatile oils. That means it feels lighter, sometimes thinner. The acidity can feel sharper. Or in some cases, it gets lost entirely.
Exactly. And that's why some people think cold brew is always mellow. But that depends on what you're brewing with and how. If your coffee has a natural fruit acidity and you brew it right, that liveliness carries through. And if it doesn't, you can balance it with a touch of sweetness. Not sugar necessarily, but maybe a bit of coconut syrup or even a drop of vanilla extract, just enough to round it out.
Texture matters too. I sometimes add a splash of oat milk if I want more body. It's creamy without overwhelming the flavor. Or I'll shake my cold brew with ice like a cocktail to add some air and froth. That velvety mouthfeel? So underrated.
Now let's take a step back and talk about iced coffee as a ritual. Because when you get it right, when the flavors hit, the glass is sweating, the playlist is playing, iced coffee becomes more than a drink. It becomes a vibe.
Saturday mornings, I'm outside with a chilled glass, a book, and Otis Redding playing. That's my reset, my little summer ritual.
Love that. I'm more of a cold brew and fresh fruit girl. Strawberries, basil, maybe some almond butter toast. And yes, music matters. I have this playlist called Brew and Breeze. All soft jazz, acoustic covers, a little bossa nova, total coastal calm.
We should link those playlists in the show notes. And listeners, send us yours. Tag at Opaka Coffee and show us your iced coffee setup, what you're sipping, what you're listening to, what you're pairing it with.
Speaking of pairings, let's go there. Cold brew with goat cheese and honey on toast, underrated. Or try it with a peach slice, dusted with sea salt and chili flakes. That contrast, sweet, salty, fruity, and spicy, lights up your taste buds.
Another favorite of mine? Iced pour over with almond biscotti, the nuttiness complements those apple notes in the coffee. And honestly, the crunch is part of the experience.
Okay, Hope, real talk, ice cubes or coffee cubes?
Ooh, tough one. For cold brew, I'll go coffee cubes. Keeps the flavor strong, but for flash chilled espresso, regular ice wins. I want that quick chill and dilution.
Same. I've started freezing leftover coffee with a hint of cinnamon in ice trays. Gives a subtle twist.
Genius. Also, one time I froze coconut water into cubes and used them in a fruity iced coffee blend. Light roast, coconut ice, splash of almond milk. Paradise.
Now I want that. Okay. Rapid fire listener Q&A from social. First one. What's the best coffee for summer iced drinks?
Light to medium roast, preferably natural or honey processed. Think Ethiopia, Kenya, Costa Rica. Look for notes like citrus, berries, stone fruit. Those flavors shine when cold.
Second question, why does my cold brew taste like cardboard?
Classic oversteep, or low quality beans, or too fine a grind. Try shortening your brew time and use fresher, better coffee.
And one more, can I make iced coffee with decaf?
Absolutely. Just use a quality decaf, Swiss water process or sugarcane. iced decaf with cinnamon or orange peel. Legit delicious. And now, to close it out, it's time for a little segment we're calling Iced Coffee Myth Busting.
Myth number one, iced coffee is just leftover hot coffee with ice.
This one makes me cringe every time. Look, technically you can do that, but it's not going to taste good. When you just dump hot coffee over ice, you're watering it down, and worse, you're missing out on flavor. Real iced coffee should be brewed intentionally for the cold. Flash chilling methods or cold brews are designed to highlight specific flavor profiles that pop when chilled.
Exactly. When you flash chill or brew cold, you're preserving acidity, brightness, and balance. When it's just cooled down hot coffee, it's almost always flat and bitter.
Myth number two, cold brew is always less acidic.
Not necessarily. This depends on the bean, roast, and brew method. Cold brew typically tastes smoother because it suppresses acidity, but that doesn't mean the acidity isn't there. It's just different.
And if you use a fruit-forward light roast, you can absolutely still get a bright, juicy cold brew. But go too dark or steep too long, and you'll lose the vibrancy entirely.
Myth number three, cold brew lasts for weeks in the fridge.
Let's be real. Your fridge cold brew might not kill you after 2 weeks, but it's not going to taste like much either. Fresh cold brew shines in the first 3 to 5 days. After that, the flavors start fading fast.
Yep. The oils oxidize, aromatics disappear, and it gets this weird stale syrup taste. Make what you need, enjoy it fresh, and brew more when it's gone.
Myth number four, you need fancy gear to make good iced coffee.
This one always comes up, and it's totally false. Yes, gear helps if you want consistency, but some of the best iced coffees I've had came from a mason jar and a strainer.
Or a French press. Or even a pour-over setup with ice in the carafe. It's about method, not money. You just need fresh beans, good water, and a little patience.
Myth number five, sugar or milk ruins the flavor.
Ugh, coffee snobbery. Sugar and milk are tools. If you're using them to mask bad coffee, sure, that's not ideal. But when you're pairing them intentionally, you can create amazing flavor harmony.
Like a cold brew with oat milk and cinnamon, or a splash of vanilla almond milk in a bright, citrusy, flash chilled espresso. It's about enhancing, not overpowering.
That's your myth-busting and lightning round for today. Keep the questions coming. Whether you're flash chilling, steeping overnight, or sipping slow from a V60, we hope you explore, play, and savor. Make iced coffee your canvas.
We'll be back next week with more flavor-forward discoveries. Until then, stay cool, stay curious, and as always, savor every sip.